President's Press Conference, May 10, 1951.
Morning, everybody. Please be seated. I don't have any announcements for you this morning, but I'll try to answer questions if I can.
Hospitalization to this non-service connected Korean combat veteran in Arizona, and they say that technically, since we are not at war in Korea, that they can't hospitalize these veterans. Would you care to comment on that?
No comment. I think the Veterans Bureau answered that. The matter's up to Congress. They're simply obeying the law.
President, some time ago, you mentioned that you helped a little to look after the thing you
that's a rumor that has no foundation in fact. I want to say further that the Korean veterans ought to be treated in exactly the same way as all the other war veterans have been treated, and they will be, but it requires a change in the law to it. So that's a just an unfounded rumor. What is it, Tony?
I'll just ask, there was a story out yesterday that we're going to ask you, you're going to recall Ambassador Aguirre, Mexico.
That's news to me, I know about it. That's a rumor that has no foundation in fact, too, Tony. Well, what's the matter this morning? I guess one of the things that's the matter with you, most of your questions have been answered, either Monday night or by General Marshall. I think that's probably what's troubling.
Can you give us a general comment, sir, on the way that MacArthur Green has been developing?
I'm very well satisfied with General Marshall's testimony. I think he's made a great witness, and I know this, he's told the exact truth, word for word.
Mr. Truman, I had one.
Shoot me.
General Marshall said, and Secretary Atchison also said in his speech to the Chamber of Commerce, that our purpose was not to drive the communist forces out of Korea militarily. Instead, quote, a political rather than a military objective of the United Nations. How can we unify them politically if we don't get them out militarily?
Well, now, May, if you can answer that question, you'd be a genius. I'll let you answer it. I say that's a good question for you to answer, May. The comment speaks for itself. I have no comment on it.
Mr. President, when you nominated Mon Warman to head the NSRP, there was a great deal of comment about the fact that he might not be capable of filling the position to make him a guard sometimes. Now the NSRB doesn't seem to be heard of anymore, and given up operations, it's only a planning agency.
That's all it was ever supposed to be, is a planning agency. It was never intended to be anything else. It is a part of the staff of the President of the United States, and it'll the President of the United States, and it'll continue to be just what it always has been.
And
you're going to appoint a new one? Yes, I'm going to appoint a new chairman just because it's part of the staff of the President. There will be a new chairman appointed.
Mr. President, on this thing,
when Mr. Gold's
designation, I assume it's temporary.
Temporary. He's acting chairman. He's acting in the position of acting chairman. Just as John Seaman was for a long time.
Would you care to comment on the fight over beef price ceiling?
Well, I'll tell you what I'd like for you to do. Go back and read a little history in 1946. This is just the same old fight. It's whenever you tread on the toes of anybody, he has to scream. I think it'll work out as it should. If we're going to have controls, we've got to put them into effect as fast as we can. That order was put up to me, and I approved it.
Mr. President, will you back up Mr. DeSalle on the beach?
I've already backed him up. I okayed the order to begin with. What about that, mate? Are you getting steak any cheaper now?
Not yet.
Diplomatic promotion for Ms. Master.
I hadn't thought about it.
She's coming.
If I decide to give her a promotion, well, I'll do it.
Do you think she'll ask for one?
I don't think so. You don't ask for things like that. They come to you unsolicited. I've made a many an ambassador since I've been president, and none of them ever asked me for the job. Those who have asked me for the job usually don't get them. Well,
thank you.
Indeed, Bob, it's all right. Thank you all very much.